This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Live today on this Friday from the Stotesbury Regatta, the Stotesbury Cup. We got rowing going on and a lot to discuss with the Eagles schedule. 12 o'clock, Scott Fransky. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I know I've probably said this before, but I got to say it again. Just because they make it in your size don't mean you should buy it. I mean, that's just the reality of where we are nowadays. There's certain things that I like to wear, like skinny jeans, but I can't wear them. Ass too big for skinny jeans. So, you know, I'm just saying, just because they make them in your size don't mean you need to put your ass in them.
All right, that's it. A good start to the day right there. Good start. Yes, we are live today at the Stotesbury Regatta. Hugh, you plan on jumping in and doing some rowing today?
Nah, no, not at all. But I'm like, it's pretty cool to see all the kids out here doing the thing, man. This is a big deal. First time I've ever done this out here on Kelly Drive. This is an event.
It's wild how many
people
couldn't
get that out.
Yeah, that's all right.
Struggling.
We're off to a good start. It is wild how many rowers. Like almost 5,000.
Overwhelmed. Yeah, it's like a lot of people here.
Schuylkill behind us. Yeah. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Kyle is with us here live. Justin DeRozio back in the studio. Hugh, I got to tell you something though.
What happened?
Well, yesterday we broke down the schedule, right, for the first time, and people were in their feelings. They were, and I think yesterday I stayed pretty calm in that it's a difficult schedule, but I still think they're going to go 11-6. And then, Hugh, I keep looking at the schedule, and I got to be honest with you on this Friday. I'm worried, man. The schedule. This schedule is – like I'm looking at it again, and I just – it's hard. I think the Eagles are good enough to get through this and get back to the playoffs and obviously compete to win the division again. But the Chiefs, the Rams, and Bucks all in September, they have to play in back-to-back weeks the Packers and Lions. They have to go to Dallas in November. They haven't swept the Cowboys, besides last year, in a decade. Mm-hmm. Chargers on the road. Three games to end the season in Washington, in Buffalo, home Washington. Hugh, I'm worried about this schedule because it feels like one of the most challenging ones we've seen Eagles have in years.
Oh, no, it's no question. It's a challenging schedule, but that's Coach Sirianni's job. Coach Sirianni's job and his coaching staff's job is to navigate this tough schedule and have his football team working at optimum levels at all times. I'm not worried about that. That's what he get paid for. That's why you have Vic Fangio here as a guy who has been on a bunch of NFL teams that – knows how to get teams ready to play, and they know when to, get them, coach them hard and then back off and things of that nature. I'm not worried about that. It's the biggest thing that if anything that I'm worried about, Joe, is how injuries are going to plague us this year. Because out of all this schedule talk, it's all hypothetical. And I keep reiterating that because some of y'all need to get out y'all feelings and be honest about, how you feel about the schedule. Because, okay, I'm here now, so I'm about to veer just a little bit, okay?
Okay.
You know, because you were talking about how you said you were thinking about the schedule. I was thinking about some of these conversations that we had yesterday with people that somehow, when we talked about this team as a whole, broke it down to Jalen Hurts and his performance. And I got to thinking, I'm like, okay, throughout that whole conversation that we had yesterday, no one once said anything outside of the fact that Jalen has struggled against Ty Bowles.
Mm-hmm. Which he has.
And Sean McVay in the last game. Nobody said anything about Jalen's play per se outside of those two games that he struggled. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, you know, we get phone calls yesterday and people talking about, well, why are you disrespecting the Eagles and all that stuff. It's not about disrespect. Like, if you're thinking we're disrespecting the Eagles, then you must subconsciously think that you're concerned about Jalen, in my humble opinion. Because nobody said that. When we talk about these schedules, the thing that I factor in the most is the strength of the schedule, the daunting task, and the timing in which every game is played.
Right.
Just like everybody does. And you look at that, and you look at the time it takes to get ready to prepare for the game and how long it's going to take the coaches to prepare, and you assess it from there. It doesn't – for me, it has nothing to do with the quarterback play, anything like that. It's more about the team as a whole.
So what you said there, one of the things you said there, it really caught me. It's not so much – because we knew the opponents, right? Like,
yeah.
My favorite part of the schedule release is, like, it's not really a surprise. We knew at the end of last season everyone they're going to play. It's about – now seeing it and when they're going to play them. And, Hugh, a couple things as I keep looking at it stood out to me. It's the timing of it. I'm going to give you three games where I think the Eagles should win the game, but the timing is – I don't like it.
Yeah.
Okay, week one, the Cowboys. They should beat the Cowboys.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But it's their first game of the season with five new defensive players,
yeah.
Right? We have five new defensive starters, and the Cowboys will have Dak and CD, and we know Dak usually plays well against the Eagles. I think the Eagles will win that game, but it's a weird spot. Okay. Then they have to go to Tampa Bay in September when it's hot and humid and the Eagles almost never play well there. That's another one that's annoying. They have to go to Minnesota. I think that they're better than the Vikings, and mm-hmm. the Vikings have a first-year quarterback. But the Vikings are off a bye. So, like, the fact the Eagles have more rest for that game, well, the Vikings have more rest too. And then the second Dallas game, the more I look at that one, I know Kyle picked that as a loss. I think he picked it as a loss yesterday. That game is – it's Packers, Lions – Cowboys, and then the Bears. That's a weird, like, in-between spot.
Yeah.
After two tough games against the Lions and Packers, then you got to go to Dallas. It feels like a weird letdown spot. I think the Eagles should win all the games I just mentioned. They're better than all those teams. But sometimes the flow of the schedule gets you. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from Dan Orlovsky yesterday, breaking down the Eagles' schedule. And he talked about how it's a challenge for the coaching staff because they're playing all over the place, Thursdays and Fridays and Mondays. Here's Orlovsky.
You know what's interesting to me is that right now in the NFL, the better you are, the more versatile you better be as a football team.
Mm.
The only day of the week that the Eagles don't play on are Tuesday and Wednesday. They play on Monday, they play on Thursday, they play on Friday, they play on Saturday, they play on Sunday. So, like, there's got to be a great flexibility organizationally, head coach, leadership, team-wise, that you can kind of maneuver how you go about your week and how you prepare and how you get ready to play games. That's a lot to throw at football teams.
Well, it is. That, Hugh, that it's a challenge to the coaching staff. And then listen to this, because Lewis Riddick, along with Orlovsky, he mentioned something similar to what you said yesterday, early in the season, right? Those teams early, the Rams and the Chiefs and the Bucks. Listen to Lewis Riddick on the challenge of the early portion of the schedule.
How do you manage that, Lewis? I mean, like, trying to make sure that your schedule is what it needs to be. That's a very real thing when you don't have as much time to prepare, or maybe you have a little bit more time you can take advantage of.
Yeah, it's about time management on the part of the head coach. I mean, he just has to be on top of it. The leadership of the football team has to be on top of it, making sure guys are getting their rest, getting in their playbook. You got to keep guys fresh, so you can't have them burn out. They have to have some consistency. But when I look at this schedule, think of, like, what is the number one thing that worries you about the Eagles this year? Or rather, what's the number one
Kellen
question,
Moreland?
Right?
Well, the coordinators.
Well, to me, I think it's this. It's about the depth on the defensive line, right?
Yep. Sure.
So look at those first four games. And look at those teams. Look, Cowboys tried to really address their offensive line.
Yep.
Okay, you figure they're going to run the football. The Chiefs have addressed their offensive line.
Right.
The Rams can run the ball as good as anyone. And the Buccaneers, they're going to find out right away, hey, has our depth really been hit on this defensive line? Are we still the same team from a year ago? Because I think everywhere else, linebacker, secondary, offensive line, skill positions, they're still fine. Mm. It's the defensive line depth that took the biggest hit. They're going to get tested early right out of the gate.
Hugh, you pointed out the beginning of the schedule yesterday. It's not that those teams are unbeatable. In fact, the Eagles are favored in three of those four games, right? The only one they'll be an underdog is Kansas City, and it's kind of close anyway. It's the fact they have to play them early as they try to figure out their new defense.
Yes, it is. And it's you're playing two teams right out the gate that – are somewhat familiar with you because of the timing of your playing them early in the season, the Rams and the Chiefs. You just blew the brakes off the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So that game plan that worked to a T in that game is not going to be – like Patrick Mahomes running for his life, that's probably not going to be the case, people. I mean, that's just the reality of it. Because you're going to go back and you're going to break that film down. I guarantee you that when they start OTAs, when they start breaking down the schedule, the first couple of games of the season is what OTA is going to be centered around. The plays that you got beat on and how we're going to do better with that. They're going to do a better job of protecting their quarterback. That's just one example. And the Rams, they got to Jalen Hurts seven times in the last time they played him. Even though we won the game, I don't care what anybody says. That's a struggle. When your quarterbacks get sacked seven times in one game, that's a struggle. So you're talking about the Rams catching you early. And they're going to be looking at it. And who was the young defensive end that they had, that Jordan?
Jared Verse.
Listen. Go back and look at the film. Jared Verse got beat like a drum in that first game.
Not the second one.
Not the second game. No. Guess what Jared Verse has done? I guarantee you he's done this in offseason. He's worked out a little bit harder, and he's had a picture of Jordan Mailata in his locker because Jordan Mailata gave him the business the last time he played, and he's trying to get some revenge because they went at it. It was like Godzilla versus King Kong in that last.
It was.
It was a hell of a matchup, and they got to see each other again. That's what I'm talking about. That's where you worry about it, because we're going to be early in our season. And historically, when you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, they tend to start a little slow.
Oh, we did last year. I mean, the best Eagles team we've ever seen started 2-2. So that happens. All right, 215-592-9494. After looking at it, after letting it really sink in, are you worried about the Eagles' schedule? I'm worried about it. Hughes says he's not worried. Tough guy Douglas over here. But I sense a little worry.
I'm not worried. I just feel like this is what we do. We're going to – the first month of the season, 1-3, that's going to be a tough slog for us. And we're going to talk about if it happens that way.
The panic button will be pressed
if it happens
strongly.
That way. And you know what? I'm just letting y'all know right now, all y'all that call in talking about why we hating and why we ain't giving nobody no
especially
credit.
Especially you, yeah. Yep.
I am on my petty stuff today. My petty is. I'm keeping receipts because if it plays out that way, I hope it doesn't. But if it does, I'm gonna be listening to what you say. I might not say nothing on the air right away, but there's certain people that call on a regular that when it goes south for you, I want to hear you with that same bravado, that same energy that you had when we did the schedule release.
Wow, keep that same energy, Hugh, on a Friday. Kyle, where are you at? Are you worried about the Eagles' schedule?
Yeah, well, I'm glad that Hugh was able to take a break from bashing Jalen all day yesterday.
It's about time.
To come down here and
crush the guy. It's unbelievable.
Do the little tough guy act about the schedule. Like, the schedule is the number one thing that worries me about this Eagles team next season. And the Eagles season, like, we've gone through the whole offseason talking about, you know, new coordinator on offense. A lot of the people that left on the defensive line. Is Saquon going to be able to repeat what he did? But when you zoom out, nothing really about this team in particular, like any of the units, I think are going to be a liability for them. They're still probably going to be a good defense with Vic Fangio. They might not be number one, but they'll be a defense that can win you football games. Even if Saquon takes a little bit of a step back, they have a fantastic O-line, still probably one of the best in the league. They will be able to run the football. With the talent they have on offense, the continuity there, they're going to be able to throw the football, I think. So, like, they're a very still well-rounded football team. The biggest worry that I have is the schedule that they face. It's the first team in NFL history to play, what, 10-plus teams coming off of a playoff season the year before. And it just feels like there's no rhythm to it whatsoever. They have no back-to-back home games.
The
varying amounts of rest in between games and stuff like that. It's going to be tough for this team to really get into a rhythm, I think, this season. So it's going to be a tough task for Nick Sirianni. It's going to be a tough task for the entire team. Like, they really have their work cut out for them. It's the one thing I think would give the Eagles trouble this season.
So, yeah, with that, you said there's no rhythm. I think the softest part of the schedule is October. Home Broncos, at the Giants, at the Vikings, home Giants. But even that, like, the Broncos made the playoffs last year. The Vikings have a really good coach, and they're off a bye. And the two Giants games, while they should beat the team like a drum, it's kind of weird to play a division team twice in 3 weeks.
Right.
And that's the easiest part. That is the easiest part. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. We're live today at the Stotesbury Cup Regatta. Hugh's about to get in a boat and row down the Schuylkill.
That's not going to happen.
Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Happy Fransky Friday.
Happy Fransky Friday. What's up, Chris?
Guys, first of all, so I pulled in and Kyle didn't pick up, and I was about to ask you, where the hell is Kyle? And I was going to say, hey, we should call his dad and find out why he's playing hooky and skipping work today. But then
we would have. Oh, he's with us. Yeah, he's on the road with us. He's going to boat too with you. He's going to row.
Just talking a second ago.
Then I heard you. But, Kyle, listen, let me talk to you for your dad. Don't embarrass the family. You finally got out. They let you out of the studio. Don't embarrass the family while you're out today, all right?
All right, actually, before you make your point, Chris, my fault. Justin D'Orazio's back in the studio. I thought I mentioned, maybe I forgot to. So everyone that calls in today.
Chris doesn't listen.
Okay, Justin is there in the studio. So now everyone knows.
I hear what I want to hear. I'm a caller.
That's a good job. Okay. All right,
yes. All right guys.
Are you worried about the schedule?
No, I'm not worried. And you name names. Go, you keep tally there. That's good. So here's what I want to tell you guys. I don't care about the schedule because we're going to dominate again. We're going to end up having two running backs this year that go over 1,000 yards because they got to take a little pressure off Quadzilla, even though, you know, you guys stomp squat 585 for a double. He's ready to go. But what I absolutely love, guys, I can't express this enough, how much I love that we open at home against the Baby Boys. All of the Philadelphia Valley Clown Show fans out there that got their little ears on like Stewardess Jim will get to see what a real Super Bowl team looks like. That lousy fan base has not seen the Super Bowl ring since the 1995 season. Let me remind you, in 1995, Coolio had the number one song with Gangster's Paradise. And way back when, back in 1995, young Chris from Middletown actually had a full head of hair. All right,
you know what else That's happened in 1995? Long. Here's how long ago. Hugh Douglas was drafted.
I was born.
It was a Hugh long time ago.
Hugh had hair.
Well, no, I was bald-headed. And then I got hair. I was bald-headed when I got
drafted.
Yeah, but
you didn't have the cul-de-sac.
I was in the third grade.
It was bald-headed by choice, though. Yeah.
No, guys, those guys, that is the biggest salt in the wound to that lousy, cruddy fan base and their clown show fan base in Philadelphia. I absolutely love it. But our Eagles are going to go back-to-back Super Bowl champions. We are!
Eagles! Dallas,
yeah, it's not easy. It's just a good old-fashioned Eagles chant on a Friday. So was Chris's reasoning for not wearing him at the schedule because they get to beat up the Cowboys week one?
I thought it was because he's bald.
Okay. I that sounded like coping to me, but that's all right. I mean, you don't have to be worried about the schedule. It's very logical to be worried about the schedule. It's a hard schedule this year. By the way, speaking of what happened in 1995, Hugh being drafted,
yep.
Before the show I was just walking around over here. There's so many rowers and kids out here. And one kid looked at me, and a high school kid, I mean, when I say kid, and he said, is anyone famous here doing the show today? And I said, Hugh Douglas. He played for the Eagles. And he said, he played a while ago, right?
That kids are brutal, man. Kids are brutal.
I don't think he even meant it in a mean way.
No, he did, but that's
what kids.
He just
didn't really remember watching you, so he's like, it must have been a long time ago.
And that's fine. That usually happens when you get older.
Yeah.
That usually happens, so, I mean, it's like, no big deal.
I still remember you, buddy, from when you played.
Thank you.
We remember you.
These are pretty good.
Yeah, what do you have in there?
These are called, somebody just dropped off some Bitty Bites. You know, initially.
Bitty Bites, Biteables.
Listen, when I saw this bag, you know what I thought this was.
Yeah, we lost you for a second.
I thought this was some edibles.
I thought so, too.
That's edible. Why you got so excited.
Yeah. I was like, hold up. He brought us four bags of edibles.
I was like, I think it's just ice cream. What are
but
you
no, I couldn't.
Excited for?
You know, I can't partake at work, but, you know, I thought, at first, I thought
you did open it and start jumping in before.
Because it's ice cream. You got to eat ice cream. Like, it's outside. You got to eat the ice cream.
I get it.
These Bitty Bites are pretty good.
Would you have the strawberry shortcake?
The strawberry shortcake are really good.
Sounds good.
I need to find some of these.
All right, Jeff in Wilmington's up. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
What's up, Jeff?
Kyle, you got some work to do with that kid back at the studio because he actually asked me what I wanted to talk about.
What did Justin do?
Clown and Justin.
He did a strong arm me.
Oh.
I think I do a terrific job.
Can you hear me?
We got you, yeah.
Okay. I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, the kid that answered the phone asked me what I wanted to talk about. He didn't try to
strong
arm me.
Yeah, we get it. He's nice. Great.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's cordial and nice, and Kyle's not. We understand the premise.
Make me sick.
No, well, you know, I can talk about whatever you guys want. Kyle always sets it up, so I pick a side, and it's easy. There we go.
So the witness wasn't being badgered today. I understand. That's fine.
God forbid. I try to steer you in the right direction, Jeff.
No. I appreciate that. That's what I'm saying. Like, you got
it never fails.
Are you saying you want Justin to be meaner to the callers? Justin, when the callers call in, yell at them.
I don't think Justin can be mean.
No. He doesn't have to be mean.
Nah, I've never seen him be mean.
On where you want the story, where you want the dialogue to go.
All right, Jeff, are you worried about the schedule? Now I'm going to be the one yelling.
What are you doing?
Jeff?
We lost Jeff.
All right, Jeff.
Okay, Justin.
Jeff,
Justin,
I think that's just more Jeff's phone. Jeff's got a phone.
Was that a shot at me or a shot at Justin? I couldn't tell.
Well, it was kind of at you.
But
it was definitely directed at you.
I think he then appreciated. It's like once you weren't there yelling at him, he kind of missed being yelled at. That's what it felt like.
And then we saw what happened with this call.
Yeah, that might have been his phone more than anything else. So if we want to blame Justin for anything goes wrong today, we could do that too.
Guilty!
592. I do enjoy a few jolly drops here and there, though. That's going to be good
funny.
Today. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We are live today at the Stotesbury Regatta. We got a lot to do. All right, we'll continue the conversation with the Eagles schedule. Does it worry you? Like, as you look at the full Eagles schedule, it's hard. I mean, it's one of the most difficult in the NFL. Does the Eagles schedule worry you? It worries me. It worries Kyle. I think Hugh's putting on a brave face. I think deep down.
No, I'm not worried.
Douglas is worried.
You know why I'm not worried, Joe?
Why?
Because of what Coach Riddick said. This is on my job. Put it like this. Mm. If I was playing like the little kid said, like way back in the day when, you know, they had leather helmets on. But if I was playing, my job is to be prepared for the season, right?
Yes.
As long as I'm getting prepared for the season, I have to trust Coach Sirianni that he's going to get me prepared for the week.
Well, I agree with that. And I think they have enough experience the last few years of primetime games and challenging schedules. They'll be ready.
Yeah.
But there's just very few, you know, soft spots in the schedule. All right, 215-592-9494 for this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane. We'll do your card 94 only at Sunoco. All right, coming up on the other side, a former Eagle that agrees with Hugh Douglas that this team is starting 1-3. You're going to want to hear this next. Eagles everywhere saying a 1-3 start. All right, your phone calls, are you worried about the schedule? And it's a try day Friday. They're rowing behind us in the Schuylkill. We got a fun try day to get into right here on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Okay, Justin.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. We're live from the Stotesbury Cup Regatta presented by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers, the largest high school regatta. Come check out the Toyota experience in Stotesbury Village. Window Nation is also with us. They're rowing on the Schuylkill right behind us. Like, we're right off the river here. I'm not quite sure if Hugh's ready to get inside and row yet. Yes?
No?
No.
Nah. I'm not.
Maybe by 2 o'clock? We'll see. All right, we'll see. Are you worried?
I need this for the kids. Yeah. This is the kids' day.
Yeah, but, I mean, it'd be pretty memorable if former Eagle great, at least some people think great, some not, but former Eagle great Hugh Douglas gets in and starts rowing down the Schuylkill.
No, that's not going to happen. I'm not prepared.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Well, maybe we'll get you in by 2 o'clock. All right, are you worried about how hard the Eagles' schedule is, yes or no? I'm worried. Kyle Quinn, who's with us here at the Regatta, is worried. Yeah. Hugh Douglas is not. Let me give you someone else who's not. LaShawn Shady McCoy responded to our Twitter poll saying, schedule hard for who? We beat all the playoff teams with some laughing emojis. We beat the Ravens, Rams twice, cough, cough. Saquon spanked the Packers twice, beat the Steelers. We blew the Chiefs out in the Super Bowl, blew Washington out in a conference game. Sounds like Shady's not worried, but course Shady's referencing last year, right?
Yeah.
Am I the only one that realizes the Eagles now are different than the team that walked off the field in the Super Bowl? They're not the same team. Now, they still might be a great team, but they're not the same team. We got to watch it play out. I'm worried about the schedule. It looks daunting. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. And then it's a Friday, so you know what we got to talk about. John in West Philly. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, Joe. What's up, Hugh?
John, what's up?
So when I look at the schedule, I know everybody's been calling saying it's difficult, this, that, and the third, but through the first 10 games, I only see us probably losing 3 games. And the games that I'm worried about are the Chiefs and the Broncos. And mainly just because, you know, our defense, we'll see what the cornerback position is looking like. I'm actually worried about, like, the loss of Slay and who that third corner is going to be. And, you know, the Chiefs passed the ball really well. And so does the Broncos. But I'm not really worried. When I look at, like, the NFC, the Eagles are world-class. Like, we've been consistent through the past, like, you know, 3 seasons and stuff. And I honestly believe that the Eagles, honestly, feel like they still got things to prove. Like when A.J. Brown was at the Super Bowl talking about, like, this didn't fulfill him, he still, like, wants to do more. I think Nick Sirianni wants to be Coach of the Year. Like, I think they still have something to prove. Like, I'm not really that worried because I have faith in the Eagles culture.
Well, I like that part of it. I mean, you never know how a team's going to respond to win the Super Bowl, right, because they reached the mountain. And it's very rare for teams like the Chiefs have done it. The Patriots did it for all those years, so, like, want to keep winning at the same level. So we don't know yet. I mean, I tend to think, John, you're right. Like, they have a bunch of guys that are winners. Like, Jalen Hurts won in college and kept winning. And Devontae Smith. Like, they have guys that they've won their whole lives. So I think they're going to keep putting their foot on the gas because that's their personality. But we don't know. I mean, but I do think I tend to think you're right that they're not satisfied yet.
Yeah, no, Joe. You know, I'm kind of curious, John, because wait a minute, I'm sorry, John, but you said something I'm kind of stuck on, because you said you're not worried, and you said we play passing teams, but you know, said something about Darius Slay not being here, right?
Yeah.
You said something to the effect that
that corner spot. Yeah,
the corner spot. But guess what? The first three games that we play, well, four games, if you will. We got three teams that like to throw the ball and carved us up. One of them carved us up.
Prescott is coming off an injury.
I'm not talking about Dak Prescott. I'm talking about Baker Mayfield.
Mahomes, Stafford, and
no, Baker I Mayfield. Understand.
Yeah, because Baker Mayfield had a good game.
Yeah, no, I understand. And I don't know why. It's this weird thing that Baker Mayfield's always turning to, like, Peyton Manning when he plays us or something like that. He just, like, always carves us up. But I don't know. I just believe the Eagles culture is different this time around. Like, I wasn't always a Jalen Hurts guy, but, like, I was a big Carson Wentz fan, but he turned me into a believer. I think he can do enough to win the game, and hopefully he's healthy. I don't know, like, why he's injured when we play. Hopefully A.J. Brown is healthy. But, you know, I'm just assuming that all our guys are healthy during that game, and I think this is the year that they get it done. I know everybody on the Eagles sit there and think, like, why do we always lose to the Buccaneers? Everybody always talking about, like, everybody always talking about we lose to the Buccaneers every year. I know that sits on their mind. I know they want to change the narrative.
Well, the reason we talk about it, and John, good phone call, is they do. I mean, the Bucs have had their number. I mean, you go back, they lost to them last year. They lost them in the playoffs the year before that. Like, they've played the Bucs a lot. And you said this yesterday, Hugh, the Todd Bowles factor. Todd Bowles, I haven't done this in a while because, you know, every time another year goes by, the numbers change. I think if we went and looked, I would guess Jalen, if you look at the teams he plays his best against and his worst, and I'm excluding, like, maybe a team he's only seen once, but, like, teams he's seen multiple times, I'm guessing the Bucks is probably his worst number.
Kryptonite.
Yeah. I mean, back to his first playoff game.
Yeah.
Todd Bowles does a good job on him.
He does a good job of confusing it for whatever reason. And it's – when you look at it, I think that – when we look at these schedule releases, I understand we won the Super Bowl. And I understand that we are in a situation where we're still dealing with that. But bottom line is this. Hope is not a plan. Like, when we sit here and we break these – like, this is the problem that I have when we talk about the schedule release, because I still think the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. But nobody so far today or yesterday has given me any other reason – to believe anything that they're saying when it comes to the team outside of hope, where I know that they can do it, or talking about what you wish somebody could do. You have not given anything of substance. And that's okay, because as a fan, you could do that. But don't get mad at other people when they tell you things about this team or potentially that could happen that's based in somewhat reality. You know what I mean? Like, We're still trying to figure this out, and it's still hypothetical, but the reality is you're playing against three teams that throw the ball pretty well. The Rams, the Chiefs.
And the Bucks.
And the Bucks. And I just want to piggyback off of what John said just a little bit. Darius Slay is not here. We have a corner position that's up for grabs right now.
So it's probably going to be Keeley or Adoree Jackson.
That's up for grabs. Okay, now I'm working with realistically – hypothetically, what could happen? You're playing against three teams that we had a stalwart corner out there who he himself considers himself a Hall of Fame corner. And he played at times. He played pretty damn good last year.
He was way better last year than I thought he'd be. He was still an asset. Yep.
But we play this is where I need y'all to be a little bit more realistic, because you know I'm tired of all this hate that people get to about. Oh, you just hating on the Eagles. Well, let's be a little realistic today.
What else is new? Hugh hating on the Eagles.
We got three teams that we play in the first half of the season.
Yep.
That throw the ball pretty damn well.
And let's add this to it. All three of the teams you're mentioning have more than just one receiver. Because someone might say, well, we have Quinion, we have Cooper.
Yes.
But so go to the Rams. They signed Devontae Adams to go.
And they got the speed. Who got the speed? And then down the line, the Green Bay Packers got the burner.
Yeah,
the speed
Golden,
burner.
The guy you wanted. So, but in the first three, we know the Bucs have a ton of receivers, right? They have Mike Evans. They have the kid they drafted in the first round this year out of Ohio State. And, I mean, obviously the Chiefs have a lot of weapons, and they're going to bring Rice back to go with the kid last year, Worthy. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to have to play really well up front to stop that.
Well, see, I guess what I'm trying to say is we could be fans of the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't mind that because we all are NFL fandoms and we all feel some
kind
of way.
You want people to be realistic
but
I want you to be.
If we're going to sit here and I'm going to get all this heat for my takes, because
yep.
I'm in my feelings today.
You are.
I'm
you're
in my feelings
today.
A
lot of heat.
I'm in
a
my feelings.
Wow.
You got sensitive Hugh today. If you're going to give me heat for my takes today, you better give me substance. Don't just give me hopes and maybes.
All right. Well, you're not.
No.
Let me take you off the hook a little bit. You're not the only Eagle to say they're going to go 1-3
wait,
to start the season.
No, I don't like the way you said
Let's
that.
Let's hear
up.
This.
Eagle great.
I don't like
two Eagle greats.
Two Eagle
not,
greats in the
like,
same
I don't
bucket.
Like, I don't like the way you said
Put
that.
Put him
up.
In the same category, Hugh Douglas. And let's hear Chase Daniel, what he said about the start of the Eagle season.
This is a real thing. There's a real possibility.
Don't say nothing wild now. Don't say nothing wild.
There's a real possibility the Eagles could start 1-3.
No, it's impossible.
No, it's not impossible because you're beating the Cowboys. But, bro, you got the Chiefs, which the Chiefs play the Eagles really well.
Sure. Get to the other two, Chase.
The Rams almost beat them.
Almost, Chase?
Almost beat them.
Which time?
In the playoffs, they played well. And then Tampa has beat them as well. And, dude, we're forgetting that they have a new offensive coordinator and they have new defensive pieces. We can say this, that, hey, you know, the Eagles are the best team.
You said 1-3, though. 1-3 is impossible.
It's not impossible.
1-3 is impossible.
It's not impossible.
Here's my thought process.
Every single one of those teams in the first 4 weeks, other than the Cowboys, can show up and beat Philadelphia.
So what you're telling us is that it's going to be a hard for them to make the playoffs.
No, I don't want to go that far.
No, I don't want to go that far.
But I'm saying starting 1-3, that's what that means. It's hard to make the playoffs.
That's a great question because I have a really, really great year based on their schedule for the Philadelphia Eagles, 11 wins. 11 wins. Look at the schedule, Emmanuel Acho.
But to James's point,
look at the schedule. It's true, though.
He walked off the set.
It's true.
The only thing I relate
Chase Douglas over here with the 1-3 start.
The only thing I want to be associated him with is the fact that he gets ridiculed and beat up by his coworkers on a day-to-day basis. But that outside of that, that's about it.
That does not happen here.
No, we're very fair to you. Very fair.
Dude, whoever was saying it's impossible, though, what are they talking about?
No, you predicted it yesterday. It's not impossible they start 1-3. We all had 2-2 or 1-3.
It's the unquantifiable intangibles. And when we sit here – And I take my time to try to figure out, you know, it's not like I'm just sitting here throwing these guesses out all willy-nilly because like I told
sometimes.
You yesterday. Well, sometimes. Okay.
Dart
I'll give you
throwing
that.
Douglas. Just throwing darts.
Yesterday, like I told you, with the Rams game, I had them winning that until I got to thinking about it. And I got to thinking about all those intangibles. And then people got mad and they talk about, well, the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Okay, I know, dog. I know they won the Super Bowl.
No, I think you forgot.
Yeah. I didn't forget. Hell, I've been talking about it. I know they won the Super Bowl.
You forgot. It's
But let's be real. Let's just be outside our fandom for a little bit and be realistic about what potentially happened. The Eagles still, to me, can make it to the Super Bowl. No question about that.
Now, one thing he said in there, and I think it's true. We all picked him to make the playoffs. You had them finishing with 12 wins, I think, yesterday, after starting 1-3. If they start 1-3, that is an uphill climb to the playoffs. It's not impossible, right? 7 teams make it in each conference. You get 17 games. But 1-3, that's a tough start.
It is. But think about this team and what we've seen. They took off, one would argue, against the Browns. Even though that was a tough sledding game.
But that's when they started getting their winning streak. Yeah, October. It was October.
And it was one of those things where, you know, it can start off slow, but you can right the ship. Then one year the Eagles started off 0-2 when they opened up the link, didn't it? It was 0-3 or 0-2, something like that.
It was 0-2. 0-2.
They were able to turn that around. Now, if we're talking about 1-6 and stuff like that,
well,
that's an uphill battle. But just like in college football, it's better to lose early.
I agree. Now, the one difference you referenced back in the 2003 era, the division was basically tomato cans.
Yeah. Tomato,
right? We have Jaden Daniels and the Commanders.
Yes.
If the Eagles start 1-3, the path to home field, the path to a 1 or 2 seed, this becomes hard. Are you worried about how hard the Eagles' schedule is? Yes or no? Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Let's go to Terrence. And then it is a Friday, so we got to talk some Friday here. What's up, Terrence?
Hugo, Kyle, what's up, man? What's up?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
All right, man. At first, when the schedule came out, you know, being a diehard Eagles fan, I'm like, yeah, we're going to win 13 games and all that. But we got to keep it 100, man, if we keep it at 100. We know the NFL don't like us. We know they gave us this hard-ass schedule. And we know it's going to be tough. But we know our defense ain't did nothing on the offseason that can shore us up and have us confident. We're probably going to be in a lot of shootouts. We're probably going to be in a lot of close games. And not to say that we're going to beat these good teams or lose to these good teams. But like you said, Joe, it's going to be tough, man. And I said it the other day. These teams got two great wide receivers. The Rams did it. Dallas did it. They did it to beat the Eagles. Because the Eagles, we know they had their two corners. But now we're going to have one corner that we can depend on. And this is the thing. I love Quinyon Mitchell. He's a great cornerback. But he has never been tested by himself to be the man. This is the first season he's going to have CeeDee Lamb on him. He's going to have Davante Adams and all these star wide receivers one-on-one. Last year, he was going against the number twos. This year, it's going to be mainly number one. So, that to say, man, I'm not going to say the Eagles not going to have a losing schedule, because we know they can prove us wrong, and they can go out here, and they can dominate, and they can make the playoffs, and they can defend their title. And if they do that, that'd be a hell of a thing. If they could run off this schedule and go back-to-back with this schedule, that'll be amazing. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Oh, but, it'd be an incredible
right back-to-back.
Terrence, it would be an incredible – Terrence, it's interesting you brought up the Quinyon thing. And, Terrence, good phone call. You know, Hugh, last year, if my memory serves, it felt like Slay played on the left side. Like, mm-hmm. Right, if you're facing the offense, Slay was on the left and Quinyon was on the right. And they didn't, like, have Quinyon travel with the best receiver.
Mm-mm. They stayed on one side. They both stayed on the other side.
This year, I would rather him travel with the best receiver, because otherwise, if I'm the Cowboys week one, I'm going to say, hey, CeeDee, you're going to go on the opposite side of where Quinyon is, and we're going to put you on a Dory Jackson or, you know, Keely Ringo.
I don't think that's how their defense works,
Joe. Well, then I think teams are going to attack that other corner.
Well, it's one of those things where, I don't have the depth to really say that for certain. But I do feel like if that was the case, that's because that's somebody's preference.
Yeah.
To be on that side.
Sure.
But I think that the way that they play and the way that they play last year, just one corner on the left corner, one corner on the right, and they just play their defense. Because when you start getting to that specialized and my number one go against their number one, it might be something different for the corner.
Might be. But it was a little easier last year when you had Slay on the other side. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't a huge drop.
Yeah, but that probably is because, you know, Slay was, I don't know, more comfortable on one side of the field than the other.
Yeah.
I mean, it just all depends. Like, if I'm not mistaken, did Champ Bailey do that? Was Champ Bailey one of the ones that they flip-flopped the coverage?
Yeah, like, I don't think
– I'm not sure.
If you have two really good corners, I don't think you have to.
Yeah.
Right? But then what's the difference? But if we only have one on the outside, it changes things. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, it is a Friday, which means it's a try-day on the Midday Show.
Friday.
It's a try-day Friday.
It's try-day, try-day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, so we are live today at the Stotesbury Cup Regatta here. The Schuylkill is right behind us, Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
And we were joking about, you know, maybe you rowing or the WIP Midday Show rowing.
Nah.
Do you think we could beat the other shows rowing?
Do I think we could? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
the question is, would you stay in the boat?
Oh, hell yeah, I'm going to stay in the boat.
Why would
you
get in
the water, why would I get in it?
Yeah.
Well,
I think we could win if you actually applied yourself.
No, see, listen. I don't like – I'm not afraid of – I mean, I don't like the river. But if we had to row – I don't like getting in the water. But if for competitive purposes,
yeah.
I would.
Like, we can't lose to the morning show or the afternoon
show. If I fall in,
yeah.
I'm freaking out, though. Like, I'm going to freak out. like it's going to be such a freak out that you've never seen. It's going to be a freak out of epic proportion.
All right, so here's what we're going to do today for Tri-Day. Because it is fun to imagine, like, us against the afternoon show in a rowing competition.
Kyle laughing because he's thinking about me falling in the water.
All right, for Tri-Day today, when you guys call in, a competition, could be athletic, could be non-athletic, you would like to see the WIP shows compete against each other in. Like, who, if we had to compete against the morning and afternoon show in something, what do you think our best shot would be? I don't think it'd be rowing because you don't want to be in the water.
Well, I mean, I would get in the water. I think anything, I think with between the shows,
yeah,
like running would probably be like you would be the dude for the running.
I think we'd be pretty good for running.
We'd be the running, but you know, anything like weightlifting, we would crush them in that. I don't know. We're mostly most sports.
Push-up competition.
We'd crush them in that, too. We'll be good to go.
All right, a competition you would like to see the WIP shows compete each other. Whatever happened to
accountability competition?
Yeah, what's going on? I haven't heard
much.
Well,
you'd lose that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would not be my strongest.
Do we have anything on the Jack versus the camera thing? I feel like when is this happening? Well, I just want to know when it's happening.
I feel like they're both kind of chickening out.
Are you surprised?
No, not at all.
I mean, I haven't heard Joe talk about working out recently, so I don't know what's going on there. All right, competitions that we could compete against
each other. I'm still stuck on Hugh freaking out in the water.
Yeah. No, I would freak out. Like, dude, if I fell in the water,
what'd you send us? You sent us yesterday about a gator somewhere. Where
they found a gator in Baltimore. Somebody think it's a gator in Baltimore.
they think it's a
gator?
I'm
watching this now.
Well, they're looking. They're trying to figure it out. There's reports.
Is this an alligator in Maryland?
Yeah.
It's a log.
Yeah,
I don't know, dog.
It's a log.
I don't know.
Oh, that's such a log.
Come on, man.
I don't know.
That's a log.
Well, I ain't going to never find out because I'm not going to go to Maryland and jump in the water.
There's no gators in the Schuylkill.
No.
People throw alligators away all the time.
What do you throw them away?
They flush them. They flush them, and the alligators,
Who's
you know, figure out.
Flushing an alligator down the toilet?
There's no way. How do you flush a gator?
What was the movie way back in the day with an alligator? Somebody flushed the alligator down the toilet, and it grew to epic size?
No.
It can happen. It has happened before.
All right, 215.
Where y'all been, man? Y'all don't see this stuff?
I don't want to take any away from callers, but one competition I don't want us to be in is hot dog eating.
I'm not
eating. I don't want to eat a hot dog. But two, we know you'd have to rip them all apart.
I am not a glizzy gobbler. Not gobbling no glizzies.
Well, hold on. Isn't that how Chestnut eats them? Like, he breaks them up, dips them in water, and then just shoves
Joey
them down
Chestnut.
Oh, man, so you think he actually would give you an advantage?
It might.
He's nasty. Joey Chestnut's a nasty man.
The glizzy gobbler, Hugh Douglas over here. All right, 215-592-9494 for Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Hey, how y'all doing today, Dream Team?
Well, hey, what's up, buddy?
All right. Hey, Hugh, I gotta come at you real quick, man.
Good.
Get him, Will.
Respectfully, right?
No. What you got, Will?
Yesterday when I got off, right, and I heard you address everybody, but because I was the last caller that made you address everybody, right?
No.
And you can play the tape back, right?
Get him, Will.
The whole thing is, it's just like when I said that about Jalen Hurts, the only reason why I brought up Jalen Hurts and said that people need to put respect on his name,
because before y'all started
naming teams, y'all was naming quarterbacks. In order for me to, you know, address that issue, I named our quarterback. And I said that our quarterback beat no Action Jackson, Patrick Mahomes,
there we go,
Justin Loser, Josh Kelly, Pat Bummer, and Dak Prescott. Okay? He beat all of them. Everybody that they put in front of this guy.
What was Josh Loser?
Now, this is what I want to say about this season.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing that you, and I totally agree with you on the offensive coordinator. That's the only thing that worries me. I believe our defense is going to come alive. The defensive coordinator is going to do what he has to do. But what I'm saying, and I'm going to put my money on it, and I'm going to stand on this. If it comes down, if they got the right coordinator, he's calling the right plays, and we can have a type of offensive play like last season, I'll put my money on Jalen against any of these teams and any of these quarterbacks.
You tell him, Will.
But the whole thing is, Now, I'm keeping it real. Yes, we do got a tough schedule. But guess what? Every season, we got to step our game up.
That's right.
So we got to be tough. If they tough, we got to start, you know, practicing now.
And what's your response to this, you?
Well, I'm letting him finish speaking,
Doctor. Like, this is what I'm going to end up with. Real quick, respectfully, you. Now, you called us all petty yesterday.
Actually, it'd be funnier if next time you say disrespectful.
Yeah. No, but wait a minute, Will. I promise it wasn't. Okay, your call might have started it, but it wasn't you per se.
Oh yeah,
it was,
right.
It was a like because people like to DM and they're texting me and they're talking about, yo man, what you did?
Don't pretend you didn't say it. Was all Will. It was. He drove me crazy yesterday.
Will, don't let these two Yahoos drive a wheel between us.
Will, what's a competition you want to see the WIP shows compete against each other in?
Oh man, listen, a good old big pool of water, and y'all go and tug of war with each other.
Tug of war. Do we like our chance in that? I mean, we have Hugh. We got an anchor. Yeah,
we got
an anchor. I think we'd be all right. Will, good phone call. 215-592-9494. Amazing. Will's been sitting on that for 24 hours.
Yeah,
right.
I feel Will felt attacked. Yeah. I get it, though.
Speaking of attack, you got to hear this. You got to hear what happened on the morning show today. Hugh Douglas was attacked by Joe DeCamera in a way that we have to discuss. And we have to discuss whether Joe was right or not. 215-592-9494. That's next. We're live today from the Stotesbury Cup Regatta. Are you worried about the Eagles' schedule? Yeah, I am. Hugh's saying he's not, but
I ain't worried.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe it.
I ain't worried.
215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, winning off the field starts with how you recover. Wait a minute, I did it wrong again. Winning on the field starts with how you recover off the field. And nobody helps you bounce back like my the Mattress Warehouse. Now during the Mattress Warehouse's Memorial Day sale, you can save up to 70% warehouse-wide. Check this out, people. You can get, you ready for this? You can get a queen-size mattress for $159.99. You heard me. $159.99. You can save up to $800 off on an elite lineup of Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and the all-new Sealy Posturepedic. But listen, that $159.99 for a mattress, that's a great deal. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off on all bed gear, pillows, and sheets. Listen, if you're going to get a new bed, you need to get some pillows too, man. It's just you have to do that. So do what I did. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse's Memorial Day sale. Shop the entire selection and find a location near you at mattresswarehouse.com. That's the mattresswarehouse.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.